Veteran blues and R&B singer Irma Thomas had just reached retirement age at 65 when she won her first Grammy in 2006 for the album After the Rain.
It's our musician contributor, David Was.
The title is reference to Hurricane Katrina, which wiped out Irma Thomas's home and her nightclub. But it turns out no mere gust of wind could keep the soul queen of New Orleans down. She was one of the few who had flood insurance and rebuilt, though she lost everything in the house.
Broken windows and empty hallways, a pale dead moon in the sky streaked with gray.
Her new Rounder Records album, Simply Grand, is a collection of songs featuring an all-star coven of piano wizards from Nora Jones to Dr. John.
I'll be your every kind of money when you're down to your last dime.
Soul like this doesn't come from nowhere. Cutting her teeth in a Baptist choir in Ponchatoula, Louisiana, steeped the teenage Irma in the emotive style she'd later master. That and winding up in a shotgun marriage after finding herself pregnant at the age of 15. Such is the cruel crucible that either makes you or breaks you. She took the former path, was signed by a local label when she was 19, and had a top 25 R&B hit with You Can Have My Husband, But Don't Mess With My Man. Irma Thomas went on to record 4 chart pop singles for Imperial Records, including a version of Time Is On My Side that the Rolling Stones must have taken notice of. Is past, but Irma Thomas today sounds every bit as sassy and girlish on her new album as she did back then. Somebody Told You is a rocking duet with pianist John Medeski. She originally cut the song in 1962 and in the same key. A version of This Bitter Earth with Wynton's dad, Ellis Marsalis, on the keys is mindful of Dinah Washington's original, but is read with sobriety and a jazzy restraint by the singer.
This bitter earth what fruit it bears.
As a further rebuttal to F. Scott Fitzgerald's line about no second acts in American lives, Ms. Thomas graduated from Delgado College in 2001 at the age of 61. With a diploma on the wall and a Grammy on the mantelpiece, she could have just sat home waiting for the next hurricane to hit. Instead, she's recorded a compelling new collection of songs at age 67, an act of God in itself.
Day-to-day contributor David Was. He's half of the musical duo Was Not Was.